Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Tom Curran yesterday here on Jones and Keefe. He makes his weekly appearance every Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Check it out on the Odyssey app if you want to hear the full thing. It's up on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. He does acknowledge the cockroach is, you know, surviving the coaching apocalypse there. He's going to survive. He's going to be here.
Mm.
He's not going to be out of a job after the draft, but he'll be here. But I am relieved that both Curran and Schefter yesterday said Vrabel's going to be the guy. Wolf is going to be here. He remains on, and I still have questions about that long term. But in the immediate future, Vrabel's going to get what he wants. Good. That's the way it should operate. That relieved some of the fears.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot to that job. This guy's been in the NFL for a long time. He's been in the organization for a while. Even though there are flaws and this last draft was less than ideal, they think there's enough that he can still do and then work with other guys. And last year, they certainly weren't going to trust Gerard Mayo to have final say, or probably even Matt Groh to have final say or whatever else. So they were kind of left with, like, who's going to be the guy? And it ended up being him, where now it won't be. And I think that's fine.
And I think, to your credit, you laid it out yesterday. Hey, Elliot, give us the top 200 receivers, and we're going to take your top 20, and I'm going to watch those guys.
Yeah.
And they're going to let him do some of the cursory work, and then I'm really going to drill down. Me and Ryan Cowden, his top executive, who's hiring away from the Giants, who used to work for him in Tennessee. It's the guy that Vrabel wanted as the GM in Tennessee when he was feuding with ownership and other personnel people. We're going to whittle down and really focus on these top 20 guys and find out what we want. And they'll do that at every position.
Yeah.
That to me makes a lot of sense.
My hope is, take last year for an example, and they say, all right, got the quarterback, good. Here's the wide receivers. Here's Keon Coleman. Here's Ladd McConkey. Here's Jalen Polk. Here's Javon Baker. Here's A.D. Mitchell. Now it's up to you. Might say, I kind of like Polk. And you're like, all right, great. you're like, so then Vrabel, and maybe the guy that he brings in with him, who he trusts even more, maybe they really go over the tape and the combine and whatever else, talk to coaches, and they look at those five guys. And my hope is Vrabel identifies Ladd McConkey, or really any of the guys other than Polk, being better than Polk.
Right.
And then if they hit or miss on the 35th pick in the draft, it's on Vrabel.
So here's what I'm now going to start saying. If they screw up another receiver, I'm not going to blame Wolf for it, right?
Yeah, no.
Like, I mean, I'm now convinced enough hearing Schefter and Curran with us yesterday. If they screw up on another second-round receiver, and he's got the whiff of Tyquan Thornton and the whiff of Jalen Polk to him already, I'm going to blame Vrabel for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
And Cowden, I'm now there. I'm not going to blame Wolf for that unless I hear something different between now and then. So hopefully there is a different approach, and hopefully they're more likely to land guys who can actually play. By the way, I meant to read this last segment. I got caught up in the maycation there and the criticism for Drake May.
What do you got?
There is an update in Vegas. Vincent Bonsignore.
Nice.
Very plugged in guy with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
He says a lot of momentum is building for Ben Johnson and the Raiders.
Makes sense. I mentioned that when we were doing our rip-through.
You did.
I thought if, you know, Tom Brady may have wanted Mike Vrabel, maybe he didn't, whatever, we drew that line. But once you cross him off the list, wouldn't that be an obvious one for Tom Brady? Tom Brady's done a few Lions games this year. He's been pretty complimentary of Ben Johnson. He might even do the Super Bowl with Ben Johnson, which I feel like would be a conflict of interest.
Very strange.
And then all that
he's,
stuff.
He's doing the game, as you said, this week. And yeah, right, he could be doing a lot of Lions games.
It makes a ton of sense to me. You probably aren't going to get a stud quarterback this year if you're the Vegas Raiders. I mean, you could trade up, but I don't even know if that's a guaranteed stud. I would just look at what Ben Johnson has done for Jared Goff and say, all right, if we get a guy that's even somewhat decent, can Ben Johnson kind of, you know, get the most out of him?
What does it tell you? Because I think when we ranked these earlier, we ranked them inadvertently. I'm not sure we ever said 1 through 6, but I think we agree on the order of the rankings. We both had you had Chicago 1, I had Dallas 1.
Bears, Dallas.
So actually our 1 and 2 were flipped. We both had the Raiders 3.
Yep.
I think followed by, in this order, Jacksonville, Saints, Jets, I think.
Yeah, you can flip Saints them. And Jets. Well, it doesn't matter. But Jets last.
He's taking the, I guess, number 4 job, because I think the Patriots is a better job than Vegas. He's taking the 4th best job on the board. It's interesting. I guess it speaks to the power of Brady, right?
Power of Brady, maybe power of money. Who knows if they throw the most money at him.
That too. I don't know. Mark Davis is not the wealthiest owner.
Yeah.
But he's the most willing to throw the cash around, that's for sure.
I don't know.
He's paying 3 coaches, or he will have, in very short order, be paying 3 coaches.
Is there...
4 coaches.
It's too many coaches.
Is he still paying Gruden?
Probably.
That was a 10-year deal, so yeah.
They could rehire Gruden.
Gruden.
Keep him on the same salary.
Gruden, McDaniels, Pierce, and now whoever the new guy. I mean, that guy's, no wonder the guy has no money. He's spending it all on coaches.
And the GM, because they can Telesco. And Ziegler.
It's a mess.
So they're paying like 4 well, front offices.
But Brady's the new personnel guy.
Brady, I don't think they Seymour need to pay coming one of those. In. They're going to figure that out. Yeah, I mean, it's still like a good job, but he could still take Chicago. I think it's just that means the Raiders are super interested. I don't know if that tweet tells you that Ben Johnson's super interested.
Oh, hang on. Didn't it say? Let me reread it.
It just says like heating up, but that might be the Raiders' interest, no?
A lot of momentum building for Ben Johnson and the Raiders. Like, to me, that means both. They're moving towards a deal is the
they're
implication.
They're in cahoots. Yes. That's what you're saying.
That's all right. That's how I read it. Look, I don't read everything right.
Maybe.
But that's how I read it.
That's interesting. Do you think he would have any pause at all about leaving Detroit and going to Chicago? You know, like when Eric Mangini went to the Jets, that was sort of like the death blow. It's like, hey, you took a bunch of coaches and you stayed in the division. Like, don't do that. Like, they're kind of mad about that. Or is it just maybe the Jets?
I mean, maybe it's somewhere. I would imagine it's way down his list.
Yeah, he interviewed with him, so it's not like it's the end of the world if he goes there. But I just wonder if... Is that a tiebreaker at all? Maybe not. You know, get out of the division, get out of the conference even. Like, good luck to you guys, Detroit. I'll see you later.
Do you think, maybe we should have talked about this more when we were considering Ben Johnson as a candidate. Do you think he has a different perspective than a lot of these coaches on, he might not think he needs a top flight quarterback. He just made it work with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And so,
but I don't think you want Aiden O'Connell either.
No. But I don't think they'll have, you know, Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew. Yeah. I don't think they're going to have that. I think, did Ritter make some starts for them this year, too?
Oof.
But,
well, doesn't it come down to, if you're Ben Johnson, what do you see in Caleb Williams? He's a very polarizing player. Maybe he, not publicly, is like, he doesn't have it. Then no, you stay away from there. But if you're like, oh yeah, this guy's good,
so
then that makes up your mind.
Maybe a guy like Ben Johnson is more open to the idea of the Raiders, or maybe it's simple. They're just willing to give him the most money, and he wants to. People want to work with Brady. I don't think he's the only one, but that is interesting because that's not the best job. No, I definitely don't think it's a better job than the Patriots, and it's not better, in my estimation, than the Bears or Cowboys. So it's interesting he's going there.
The Cowboys one's weird just because they're competitive every year, but they're like not where they, I mean, this year they weren't, but most years they're close, but they're not close enough.
You're under a microscope.
Yeah.
You know, you're chasing. Well, yeah, Jerry Jones will be patient with you. You brought this up. Jerry Jones is not going to run you off after a year because he doesn't want to pay you.
No.
And so you're going to see your 4 or 5 year deal, whatever you sign. You're going to be there for 4 or 5 years, but you're under a microscope. There is a lot of pressure. Not there's not pressure in all these jobs. Vrabel said this yesterday. He's right. It's a performance business.
Well,
you have to go out there and perform.
The other 5 jobs, the goal is to make the playoffs. That job is win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, they all should want that's the goal for everybody. But I'm just saying, like, if you take the Jaguars or the Saints or the Jets to the playoffs, they're gonna be like, "You did a great job."
You go to Vegas, win 10 games and lose on wild card weekend. It's a great year.
You're the man.
You go to Dallas, you win 12 games, and you know you lose on the divisional round.
You should be fired.
I mean, that's what people are gonna say.
Yeah,
that's what people were saying about Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy won 12 games in 3 straight years in Dallas.
How about him getting one
and
of these jobs?
And he was getting fired like every – I don't get – that I don't get.
He might get – he might just go right to Chicago?
I didn't get Dallas keeping him. I got that more than I get New Orleans and Chicago lining up for him. I don't get that at all.
No, it's odd. And there's definitely going to be a surprise coach out of nowhere that gets one of these jobs too. Because like Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, even if you want to throw in Mike McCarthy, all right, that's three.
Is Deion a surprise or do you not even count that as a surprise?
It would. Yeah, if he was the Cowboys head coach, that like upsets the list of other candidates. You know, but like is Liam Cohen or Cliff Kingsbury?
Do some of those teams wait for Marcus Freeman?
Maybe.
Do any of the teams call about O'Connell?
Like a trade. Well, Tomlin shot down the Steelers, anything with the Steelers. Like
he said, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, waste your time. Kevin O'Connell might get a little sniff. Might call
Glazer.
Call
Glazer said multiple teams.
But then even still, that opens up an opening there. And then it's like, all right, maybe they should promote Flores or.
Good point.
Yeah, who knows?
Good point.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host A First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
617-779-7937. So an interesting update to the coaching carousel. Ben Johnson interviewed here. They obviously went with Vrabel. Tom Brady hiring in Vegas. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Meanwhile, where are you starting when you're rebuilding this thing for Drake May? And we talked about the offensive coordinator and who's the best fit for Drake May, who's the ideal candidate. Where are you starting? You're still starting receiver?
I am. I know everybody's screaming right now, line, look at the line. The line's horrible. But let me introduce you to the horrible receivers that they also had. Guys that committed penalties themselves, just like the offensive line, ran the wrong routes, which led to interceptions, at times would catch a pass and hand it to the defensive player. It happened on multiple occasions. So they weren't making plays for Drake May at all. They were making his job way more difficult. Touche, same with the offensive line. They made his job more difficult too. But I think you need to prioritize a high-end receiver. You need to upgrade both spots, clearly. But if I had, say you're like, you can only spend like a $25 million player on one or the other, I would take the receiver.
Who was your receiver? When we came up with our 60-second plan and you put us on the clock, which I think.
So my original plan was.
Who was your receiver?
T. Higgins and Higgins. Travis Hunter.
Right.
It was draft and sign.
Right.
Now I'm A.J. Brown. Now I'm all in on A.J. Brown.
Because of what Vrabel said yesterday?
Yeah, and I just think there's more smoke to the maybe get out of Philly thing. Like, he's under contract. They're good. But especially if they lose the Super Bowl, or I'm sorry, don't win the Super Bowl, maybe they consider making some changes. Wide receivers get hot and cold in all these places. He and Vrabel love each other. Vrabel's three best years were with A.J. Brown in Tennessee.
And a huge reason why Vrabel
ultimately
is out in Tennessee was the feuding with John Robinson over trading A.J. Brown.
So if you could get A.J. Brown in here, it also opens up the door to whatever you want. You could take Abdul Carter with the 4th pick if you want. You got A.J. Brown, then you're going to have to spend some money in free agency, probably your second or other picks on linemen. But yeah, A.J. Brown would be my priority now.
I'm with you on wide receiver. And although I don't love the outside guy, my name at the time was DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely an outside guy. A.J. Brown can move around the formation and is a massive after-the-catch guy, but he is traditionally an outside guy. I'd take any one of them. What I really, truly want, just to use the Lions analogy, what I really want for Drake May is their Amon-Ra St. Brown. That style of receiver, more middle of the field, more you can't cover, you can't throw double coverage his way, you know, shadow A.J. Brown on the outside of the formation or D.K. Metcalf outside the formation. A guy who you can line up anywhere, a guy who can get open middle of the field, outside of the field, run after the catch guy. Amon-Ra St. Brown is all those things. I'm not saying you're going to get him, but I want the closest thing to that for Drake May. And I'd like a middle of the field player. It's why I didn't shoot down the idea about drafting a tight end highly, which I know isn't their biggest need.
Right.
But I like a middle of the field player for Drake May and a security blanket, if you will. The A.J. Brown stuff is interesting, though, because, well, Curran was all about A.J. Brown last offseason. All about it. And then things kind of got smoothed over. You had the Brandon Graham, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Report.
He and Hurts don't like each other.
Yeah. He went on radio in Philly, WIP, sister station down there. And he goes, yeah, they used to be best friends and now they're not.
That can't happen.
That sounds familiar.
That's never happened
before. It does. And then you got A.J. Brown sitting there reading a book while getting, I think three targets.
Yeah, people love that book. It's like a self-help book. Now it's like the number one seller.
It's skyrocketed to number one bestseller.
Yeah.
So I think he got three targets in that game, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was the final number.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
One catch, three targets, something like that, and he's reading a book.
They did win.
They did, but the context is important. It's not like he was getting 10 targets and reading a book. He's getting three targets. And the backdrop of their teammates saying, well, those guys used to be best friends, and now they're not. A.J. Brown, a very interesting name.
Yeah.
I like T. Higgins. I'm almost more into the idea of trading for one of these guys. You have some extra draft capital.
Oh, he's better. Brown's better than Higgins. So
Brown is absolutely better. Yeah. I think DK's better. Maybe that one's closer.
Mm-hmm.
I still like Deebo Samuel, and I can't get out of my head something that Vrabel said yesterday where it's like, we want guys who are hard to tackle.
So you basically just want guys that were drafted right after N'Keal Harry.
Anybody you could have had a few years ago is literally my list. That's a good list. Isn't that a good list?
It's a great list.
It's a good place to start.
Unfortunately, it's an incredible list.
I'm with you. It's wide receiver before O-line. That doesn't mean you can't get both. You should get both.
No, you need both. The other thing, I think, not to make excuses, because Elliott Wolf did a really horrible job at signing offensive linemen and developing anything up front. They did have a million injuries. Again, excuses, whatever.
Yeah.
But they had like 15 combinations on their offensive line. They had like 15 different starting lineups or some insane number, right? Like David Andrews got hurt. You had some other injuries. And the performance was what it was. Whereas the wide receivers, that was pretty much the group from tip to tail. And they were horrible the whole time.
They never changed it. They
you know, like Booty had a couple flashes where you're like, oh, nice for my Booty.
They'd alternate their healthy scratch every week.
No, but that was their guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, we're waiting for so-and-so to come back. Nope. Or like, oh, tough blow because this guy's out for the year. Or
nope.
He's on IR. That was the group. So it's in more need of an upgrade.
A few bits of feedback here. Twitch chat, Clapton fan, says Deontay Johnson, he needs a book.
Listen, I like receivers. I understand a lot of them are crazy. This guy, was he on four teams this year?
Three, I think. He started in Carolina.
I think four in the calendar year.
Yeah, because he was on Pittsburgh last year.
Like,
so
on,
Carolina
man.
Went to the Ravens. They're like, we don't want this guy. The Texans just waved him in the middle after a win, after a playoff win.
They're playing this weekend. They're like, and they waved you're him. Done, son. I can't.
And in fairness to the Twitch chat, he wasn't making a case for Deontay Johnson.
No.
He says he needs a book
to read
during the game.
Book. Yeah, he does.
But I had advocated for Deontay Johnson in the past. I'm not looking down my nose at talent, but that's a tough one to sell. Another name we haven't brought up, Wiggy stumped for him before, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I know the reports now are that things are smoothed over in Miami. I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Tyreek Hill in or out?
I'd be in. He's like a piece of crap guy.
Oh, terrible guy.
Terrible guy, but I'd take him.
Terrible guy, but yeah. Can he get open?
Oh, he can make Drake May look pretty good, I think.
Okay, I'm in. And I'll just still call him a terrible guy when he's a Patriot.
Yep. I'm not going to buy his jersey, but
no.
I'll root for the points.
It's just like I'll call him a terrible guy when he was the Chiefs and the Dolphins, and he'll be a terrible guy here.
Yeah.
But he'll also get, 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns. Great.
Yeah.
Because we brought up that report out of Philly, Keefe.
Yes.
I do want to replay one bit of audio we played earlier today.
Please.
Because, in your face, the Bruins are all motivated and fired up.
They're mad.
Major league style at you. You sparked.
Well, they're winning, so we'll take that.
You sparked a whole thing with the Bruins last night, Keith. In fact, Pastrnak even got an assist on a Marchand goal. They were on the ice at the same time last night. I think Marchand looked off Pastrnak on that goal. Pastrnak was diving to the front of the net. Marchand didn't look his way. He sniped home a beautiful goal. My guy, Marchand.
He did. Good
player. Wasn't much of a celebration after the goal between the two of them.
Huh.
They kind of bumped mitts there. That's how you refer to gloves and hockey mitts.
Mitts. Yeah, they bumped mitts a little bit.
Yeah, is what they did.
Yep, their mittens.
Got their twigs out of the way and bumped mitts.
Good.
Pastrnak led the way in scoring last night. It was a goal and two assists, 3 points.
Second star of the game.
He was the number two star. Yeah. Thank you, Keith. Yeah. You would think Brad Marchand would bring up his best bud after the game, right? You would think.
Well, he was interviewed after the game, yeah.
Yeah. Good question by Razor, who I'm looking forward to talking to tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday.
Should be good.
Here's what Marchand had to say about the win.
Brad, huge game from Jeremy Swayman. Huge game from a bunch of guys stepping up. Huge games from the forwards, leadership. That was a good one.
Yeah. I thought we had a really good start. There's some periods of the game where we kind of let them take the momentum back. But ultimately, we got the job done at this time of year. That's all that matters. And some things we can be happy about and continue to build on. Some things we can improve. So, but an incredible game by Sway. I thought Weatherspoon had an incredible game as well. He was great out there all night. And obviously Callahan and Vinny and Potsy were big additions to the group tonight, but brought lots of energy, so it was good.
Okay, you counted five?
Five guys.
Because we don't want to misspeak. We don't want to be accused of
making things
up. Get yourself
a nice double cheeseburger there. Talk about five guys.
Not bad. Okay. Yeah, maybe it's nothing, but I don't know, Pastrnak, second star, high scorer in the game.
Had a great game.
I would bring up my best bud.
Your best bud?
That's what I would do.
Yeah, listen, everybody's a little bit different, I guess.
I also would, give a big celebration and maybe not look him off when he's diving to the net. But that
happens, I guess.
That's just me.
Right.
Bruins have won two in a row. He did bring up Swayman was awesome and has been awesome these last two games. So you hope that's righting the ship. But I'll say this again. The Bruins not exactly self-motivators.
No.
The two times they've been waking up this year was when they fired Monty and when Keith got Marchand all hot and bothered the other day.
They're 2-0 after Pound Sand.
Other than that, not much. 617-779-7937. A reminder, all of our coverage here of football's postseason on WEEI is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. In fact, I think WEEI Afternoons is going to be part of our next segment coming up.
Yes.
We have Clip du Jour, Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag.